When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Did you know the earth is flat? Early Egyptians, the Mesopotamians, believed that the earth was flat. In Greece, the great Homer described the earth as a disc. And early in ancient China, the belief was that the earth was flat and square. And today, there are thousands and thousands of people who believe that this is the truth. Fact of the matter is this. The earth is a flat disk with the North Pole in the center of that disk and an ice wall. An ice wall, which is Antarctica, bordering the fringe. And NASA patrols that ice wall so that no one climbs the ice wall and falls off the other side. So, how about that? All this time, you thought that the Earth was round. Why, you ask then, are other planets round? Well, that's because they're not the Earth. Why is this so hard for people to understand? Trying to think of a clever thing to talk about on April Fool's Day, and I really thought that I could get into pitching and selling the idea that I was, in fact, a believer in this flat earth theory. And I tell you what, if you are not aware of the reality that there are a lot of people out there who really do believe the earth is flat, well, just take my word for it. I don't want you to go down any of those rabbit holes. But it's kind of a sad reality that there are thousands of people out there who do believe that the earth is indeed flat. It's a phenomenon that we can thank the internet for and social media and whatnot. And I think that for the most part, it's obviously a pretty silly thing. But how silly is it? Think about it. Right now, half of the country thinks that the other half are the dumbest people ever. Talking about Republicans and Democrats and all that stuff. And another reality is that it's sort of hard to know what's really going on with the coronavirus. I think that we can all, well, at least I hope that we all agree that it's an awful thing and that lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people are dying. But does anybody really know what the future is going to look like and what the world's going to look like once we move past this? And I don't think that anybody really does. I don't think that anybody really knows what's going to happen with the economy and the stock market. And so why not? Why not think that the earth was flat? Who am I to say? Who am I to say? All I definitely know is that my wife and I are sharing a co-working space known as our bedroom. my wife and I met working over 10 years ago, and we went on to work together for 6 years, and it was awesome. And we've been a little bit out of practice, but due to sheltering in place that we've been doing over the past couple of weeks now, this is, I guess, the third week that we're doing it, sort of bringing you back into that reality. So we've got two young boys, and fortunate enough that my mom comes over to watch them during the day. And so they get the run of the house, and my wife and I are in the bedroom doing our respective work. So anyway, I think that one of the things that sort of is important, and I'm going to keep touching on and hammering home, is that it's so important in life to control the controllables, because we all know that there's very little that we have control over when it comes to what's going to be happening to us. Very little. So few of the things that we worry about ever actually come true, but we are thrown all kinds of stuff our way, and how we respond to that is what's going to help to make us successful versus trying to worry about crap that we have absolutely no control over. And I thought that the flat earth thing was funny and clever, because it very much is a real thing. There are people that really think that it's a real thing. So in today's world, we all know that we need to be very careful with what it is that we're letting into our heads, because we only have so much bandwidth, only so many things that we can focus on. We need to be good stewards of our time and our attention. So I really want to encourage everyone to revisit what you're letting in, but also revisit the way that you are looking at your life. Revisit the way that you're looking at the world in light of, or informed by, what's going on with the coronavirus and what we're seeing happening all over the world. Revisit your perspective. And if you do that, is your perspective the same today, right now, as it was 45 days ago? Then through that same lens, the lens of today, what does your lifestyle look like? Are there any changes that you think you should make to your lifestyle? Are there any changes you think you should make to your lifestyle to bring it more into alignment with what's most important to you, and really what your values are? So those controllables, your cash flow, money in, money out. Is there a way for you to start making more money, and how will you do that? Is there a way for you to stop spending, or to start spending less money, and how would you go about that? How fast can you get to 6 months worth of expenses saved up? How fast? Would you ever be able to? Does that sound crazy? Maybe you're at 4 right now, so 2 more wouldn't be the end of the world. I think we need to start working on that, working to get there. Do that now. And really, 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 really revisiting that perspective. And finally, in closing, the earth is not flat. All you dummies out there who think that it is. Dummy, dummy, dummies. Come on. Do your part by doing your best.